and from work every day. Peter's is your average middle-class American family. Every morning, he wakes up, shaves, brushes his teeth, showers, eats his breakfast, kisses his wife and kids goodbye, gets into his car, and drives to work. That is Peter's morning routine. Whether you consider it good or bad, a routine consists of a standard set of behaviors conducted repeatedly, and in most cases, they are habitual. Peter's morning routine is familiar to most people who can relate to having a morning routine that involves running out of the door at the last minute. A coffee mug in one hand and a briefcase filled with lots of unfinished paperwork in the other. If you think about Peter's morning routine, what if it was slightly different? What impact would it have on the rest of his day? According to a study by Duke University, 45% of human behavior is habitual, made up of habits. Therefore, routines primarily consist of patterns that run our lives. That means your driving route to work every morning is a routine entrenched in tradition. So, if a routine is a habit, what exactly is a habit? Habits entail creating complex pathways involving our brain's neurons, which bridge seemingly unrelated chores into clusters. It is these seemingly unrelated tasks that form the foundation for our habits. With time, as the set of behaviors in a routine is repeated, the traditions and patterns become more deeply grounded in our minds, resulting in more robust neural pathways. This explains why routines are so important. They are based on habits, which on their part, control a huge chunk of our behavior. It also becomes clear that if we can influence our practices, we can change our routines and subsequently our behavior, and eventually the outcome and overall quality of our lives. Numerous studies have also shown that starting your day correctly has many benefits. For example, it can improve the overall quality of your life, health, and sleep, and even help you remain focused and eventually achieve your goals in the long run. That sums up this book's main objective, to show you how to empower your mornings and set yourself up for daily success. By the end of this book, you should have all the tools and resources you need to change or improve your morning habits by empowering your mornings and eagerly anticipating the bright and limitless prospects every brand new day promises. When you rise in the morning, give thanks for the light, for your life, for your strength. Give thanks for your food and for the joy of living. If you see no reason to give thanks, the fault lies within yourself. Tecumseh. Chapter 1. The Unexpected Power of Early Rising. When you change how you wake up in the morning, you change your entire life. Hal Elrod. Early risers tend to be dynamic problem solvers who seem entirely in control of their personal and professional lives. Have you ever wondered how these morning people achieve so much in just 24 hours? While night owls may dispute this fact and claim it is still possible to get some extra work done at the end of a typical day, an argument that may carry some merit, most of us are hardwired to be most productive in the early hours of the day. When we talk about waking early, it is essential to point out that you can wake up as early as possible as long as you get the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep. For example, if you wish to start your days at 5 a.m., you should try to be asleep by around 9 or 10 p.m. at the latest. According to studies, even waking up 1 hour earlier than usual can positively impact your day, productivity, and health. And it does not necessarily have to be in the wee hours of the morning. Most successful people in their respective fields are early risers. That is because the practice gives you a head start on your day, which offers you sufficient time to complete planned work or errands. Initially, waking up early can feel like a tall order, especially for night owls. However, focusing on its benefits, ranging from improved mental health and better sleep quality to increased productivity, will have you agreeing that cultivating a morning routine is well worth the time, struggle, and effort. The science behind early rising. When darkness sets in, our bodies produce a sleep-inducing hormone